Good evening, everybody. You're all very welcome to the third of four events we have every year. Dare I say it, the new normal, but you're all very welcome, of course. Cuts down on the travel and good for the environment, I guess, and all that good stuff. So for those of you who may not have had a chance to attend a network meeting in the past, the network is brought to you by the local enterprise office. It's been running since 2009. I've had the pleasure of facilitating it all those years and continue to do so at least for 2020. And the network is free to join, of course. We have a great active Facebook group, busier now than ever. But the whole purpose of the network is really to facilitate and to support businesses and business professionals, and indeed anybody thinking about starting a business. It's to support those people like yourselves within the county. So we meet four times a year. Over the last couple of months, of course, it has been via Zoom. Lots of great things going on within the local enterprise office. Lots of events, including talks about Brexit and workshops, social media reviews, website clinics, training and social media, and all that good stuff. So the autumn schedule is now available on the website at localenterprise.ie/Leitrim. And the topic of this evening's meeting is something that I've been thinking about for a while, is as I look around the room here now, and of course during meetings over the years, while we do a lot of networking, we don't often get the chance to actually, garnish some knowledge nuggets from the people in the room. So the purpose this evening, and I think actually Zoom lends itself quite nicely to actually doing it even more effectively and efficiently, and it's also been recorded and published live within the Facebook group right now, is to actually get some knowledge nuggets from yourselves. You may have seen in the email that it can be a book that you've read that's, you know, had a major impact on your life or ideally your business, but it doesn't necessarily have to be business related. It might be a TED talk that you watched or a YouTube video that you watched, or you know, an insight that you've had over the years in business that you may feel would be useful to the group. It might be an app that you're using. It might be a piece of software that you're using for your accountancy system. Anything like that. It might be somebody you're following online that's quite inspirational, and you feel that they might be worth a mention to the group so that they too can go and follow them. So that's the purpose of this evening's event. Around, I kind of put out 60 seconds, hoping to get 60 people, but there you go. So you may have more than 60 seconds, or indeed you may have more than two useful tips for everybody here present. So I'm going to start with Bernie, because Bernie was first to type in present. I do need everybody else to type in present. It's what's going to form my list here as well. If you don't type in present, I still will single you out, so to speak.
But how do you type in present?
Sorry, Elizabeth. Sorry, so down the bottom of the screen, yep. You should see the word chat.
Yeah.
And if you click on that little speech bubble there with chat. Type in the word present. Hi, Karen, you're there. Yes. Good stuff. So, you know, we're a friendly group. It's not no pressure, but just to, in your own words, maybe a minute and a half, just to share your insight. If everybody else could mute while Bernie is talking, that would be great. And you know, if you want to ask Bernie a question for a little bit more detail about what she's about to share, I see you there now, Bernie. Then you can do that too, because we have a little bit of time. We're not going to labor essentially on any specific point either, so that everybody gets an opportunity to share their tip, because I'm really interested to know what these insights might be. So can everybody mute except Bernie? And we'll kick it off. You need to unmute, Bernie.
Great. You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so my top tip is for the 2:00 in the stall tomorrow for Sleage Dalla. He's 5-6, but he has 22 wins. All right, so that's an offset. You want if you're a betting person, all right? Now, in terms of top tips, right, can you hear me? There's some feedback there. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you might have the Facebook group on as well, Bernie, have you?
Sorry?
Have you got the Facebook group on as well?
Yeah, that's okay. Right, so in relation to my tip, it's a book by Dale Carnegie, and the title of it is How to Win Friends and Influence People. Okay, it's a very useful book, what everyone should have in the arsenal. And it's the 6 ways to make people like you. It's become genuinely interested in other people. Smile. Remember that the person's name is that person, the sweetest and most important sound in any language. So you have to be a good listener and talk in terms of the other person's interests. Right. So what they're saying, just to read from an excerpt from the book, it says, don't be afraid of enemies who attack you. Be afraid of the friends who flatter you. You can make more friends in 2 months by becoming interested in other people than you can in 2 years by trying to get other people to interest in you. So any fool can criticize, complain and condemn, and most fools do. So really what we're taking from that book is to effectively, it's a very useful book in my arsenal in terms of, you know, the way to approach people on the same, I guess it affects you for businesses, how we actually approach people. So it's a very good book. You should really read it and keep it on your bedside locker. Okay, that's pretty much it, Johnny, right, for this evening.
Okay, Bernie, thank you very much.
Not at all.
Great book for sure. Definitely comes up in the list of must reads for sure. So great, thank you for that. We can come back to you as well, Bernie, for another insight or something else from that book if you wish. Moving on, I'm going to... Joe, are you there? Okay, so next, Joe, you're there.
Johnny.
Great. Great, so you're next on my list, Joe. Going down through those who typed in present. Yeah, great. Oh.
You're breaking up on...
Okay,
can
Joe.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's in and out, Joe.
I suppose my first bit of advice is not to have too many kids in the house on the broadband with you, because you're breaking up. The whole signal here is getting... just, it's a very difficult time of the evening to be at home with the kids queuing for... Anyway, that's a part of it. Can you hear me still, Johnny?
Now we can indeed, Joe, yeah. Fire away, Joe, yeah.
Yeah, listen, my first tip I think is terribly important is how you start your day. I think it's terribly important to get a bit of time for yourself, get out for a walk. I think it's terribly important to get out, a bit of fresh air to start your day, and start your day without the phone or without looking at the computer, getting out, enjoy a bit of fresh air, a bit of time to yourself, come back in. Normally what I do, I have my porridge steeped from the night before, so I think it's important to start my day as good as possible, as good as advantage as possible. I steep my porridge the night before, my fruit and my organic porridge oats. I come back in, I have, after my walk or a bit of a runner cycle, I come back in and have my porridge and I go back, and then I have my shower then. And after my shower, for the last 10 seconds of my shower, I put it to cold. And it just gets me into the present time. And I tell you, when you get out of that, you've had your walk, you've had your good breakfast, and you refresh your 10 minutes of cold water. It is just, I'm telling you, you feel ready for the day. So that's my thing of energizing you, just getting a bit of time, getting you out there and putting you in the right frame of mind. Because I think, you know, in the current climate, I hear a lot of people saying they're getting from the bed up to the desk and stuff. I think it's terribly important to start the day, get out the fresh air and start the day with the best possible approach to the day. And that's what I do to try and get that done.
Great, Joe. Great. Really, really important for sure. Thank you very much for that. We can come back to more on that as well. Just with regard, very quickly, as I think of it, regarding Joe's concern there or issue with the Wi-Fi, There is a great app. It's about a fiver. It's called Wi-Fi Blocker. And you can see every device in the house that's on Wi-Fi. And you can turn off individual devices. So sometimes when I say to Jack to come off Fortnite or whatever, and I've asked him twice, I don't even give him the three strikes. I can just pick up my phone, scroll down to PlayStation, toggle the switch, and next thing you'll hear, thump, thump, thump down the stairs, running, not falling. So it's Wi-Fi Blocker, really, really useful. You can see every device. Indeed, you could see your neighbor's devices sometimes if they're piggybacking on your Wi-Fi as well. So it's called Wi-Fi Blocker. It's kind of got a Wi-Fi logo. It's got a Wi-Fi logo. See the red one there in the middle? It's kind of a red Wi-Fi logo. My camera's the camera is auto-focusing. So anyway, that's just a little tip for you, Joe, and for anybody else who has been... Is their Wi-Fi been hogged? You can switch them off and leave them all on. Because I used to actually just turn off the router and then Alexa and everything else had stopped working as well. So that's a Wi-Fi Blocker, well worth the fiver. It might cause a few domestics, but anyway.
Thanks, Johnny.
No problem. So after Joe is James Martin. Hiya, James.
Hi, Johnny. Hi, everybody. I think the first thing that I think has been very powerful for myself in terms of, you know, building the business, something I came across from one of my mentors, Tony Robbins, was if money is, you know, important, which it is in when we have a business, that the core foundations of that is how we create energy with our physical body, our emotional well-being, how we build relationships, and how we spend our time. And looking at those core elements, particularly around the physical body and emotional health, how we create energy in the morning, during the day, in the evening, is so essential. How we move the body, how we move the mind, how we move our business. The second tip that I think has been very powerful for me has been a book called Essentialism. And essentialism is very similar to a book called The One Thing. And the tagline for the book Essentialism by Greg McKeown is the disciplined pursuit of less. And what I really gathered from that book is the less that I do in terms of doing lots of things, come back and do two or three things brilliantly, and the business will grow better, faster, by keeping things narrow and keeping things focused. And the third tip that I'd have is take time out to think in your business. And when we're thinking, maybe put up two or three questions that we're thinking about, so that we're, our thinking is actually empowered, that we're sitting with the best questions around the development and growth of our business. There are my three tips. Thank you, Johnny.
Great. Thank you very much. That was great. I was going to mention the one thing. I'll have to change mine, but anyway, that's fine. I know. Great. That's great, James. Next is Colm, manager of The Hive.
Thanks, Johnny. I don't have anything as deep and meaningful as the guys who went before me, but just when you mentioned software, there's one piece of software that's on practically everyone's computer, and it's really, really handy. I use it regularly, but I'd say 99% of users don't use it at all. If you've got Windows, anytime after Windows Vista, which came out about 12 or 13 years ago, it's got built into it a snipping tool. It's a little graphics. It's like the screen grab or print screen function that you might remember from before. But it's got a lot more function and it's really handy, especially for using PowerPoint or any visual tools or even writing reports and copying logos and all that kind of stuff. It's like something you'd see on an Apple, but it's on everyone's ordinary run-of-the-mill PC, and not enough people use it. I'm just throwing that one out. It won't cost you anything. Just look for it. And if you search snipping tool in your search bar on the PC, you should find it from there. One other one that kind of goes along with that, just Microsoft PowerPoint, if you've got one of the more recent versions of it, there's a whole load of features in there. You can make JPEGs and you can make videos and you can make all sorts of different media with it. It's not just for presentations anymore. You can do a whole load of different things. If you don't have Photoshop or you don't have editing software, it is nearly as good as some of the ones that you'd have to pay a lot of money for. So just throwing that one out there as well. So that's it for me. Well done, Johnny. Thanks, everyone.
That's great, Colm. Yeah, I've been glad you brought them up. Yeah, I've been using them and similar tools, and really, really useful. I mean, even if you're getting a website designed and you're trying to explain in words, if you can't get your designer on the call, or somebody's doing your brochure and you can't necessarily get them on the phone, as Colm says, you can take a picture of what's on the screen and draw over it, and actually draw on what you want changed, and nothing gets lost in translation. So really powerful for, as Colm says, doing reports, but also changes to your website or your logo or a brochure. Anything that's digital and on the screen, these tools will capture them, and you can point things out. So it's if you remember Eamon Dunphy drawing on the screen where he would have put the football, that kind of analogy or example is something similar. Great, Colm. Ursula?
There you are. Hi, Ursula.
Hi, Anna. Hi.
That's great.
Sorry, I'm sort of in semi-darkness here.
That's okay. Okay. I thought you were on a witness protection program, but that's okay. Hopefully not.
I was trying to find a better light, but it wouldn't work.
We see your name there now, Anya. So
that's all right.
If you are who you say you are.
I am who I say.
Great, Ursula.
Anyway,
thank you.
It's sort of on a similar vein to some of the others. As a creative, I came across a book back in 1997 called The Artist's Way. Oh, it's going to be back to front.
No, it's grand. It's right. It's right.
The Artist's Way, yeah. And it was written by a woman called Julia Cameron. She was married to Martin Scorsese once upon a time. But it's a 12-week program of discovering your creativity. Some of you, I see a few nodding heads. Some of you may have discovered it before. But for me, it was a life changer, because as a creative, it sort of got me on a path of trying out different things and, you know, taking a chance. But there are a couple of tools in it that to me are invaluable. And the first one is the morning pages, which if you haven't come across the book before, it's when you wake up first thing in the morning, you write 3 pages of stream of consciousness and basically dump all the stuff that's in your head and get rid of it. So it's like before your walk, Joe, you do your morning pages and you clear all that dross out first, so you get a nice clear head going out to walk. And the second one is that you take an artist's date every week. So it's like taking a time out for yourself. Every week you take a few hours where you do something absolutely just for you, on your own, whatever. And it can be anything. It can be just having a bath and reading a book, you know, but it's as long as it's some time out just for you specifically. So for me, it was invaluable. I started it in 97. I still write morning pages, and I'm still discovering new things through that. So that's mine for today.
Okay, that's great, Ursula. Thank you very much. Lots of great profound insights and book recommendations. And of course, coming up to Christmas, you can start to drop hints to your significant other that these are a couple of gifts that you want, these books. Great, yeah. So after that, we have publisher extraordinaire, Karen Brown. Speaking of all these books, if you want to write one, Karen is the person to help you get to your bestseller on Amazon, yeah?
Almost, yeah. We're getting there. We've got a few books coming out shortly, and it's been fun. It's a charity book out for Our Boys Trust in Roscommon with Faye Hayden, so hopefully that's going to raise some money. He was on with Ray Darcy earlier, and somebody made a £5,000 or €5,000 donation to the charity, so that just made it worth its while. But my tip is around gratitude, and I find that just starting the day with gratitude just three things that you're grateful for every morning, a bit like your journaling. It just starts the day in a positive note. And the more you do gratitude, the more you realize you've got to be thankful for and how blessed you are. So I find that one very beneficial. James Nicht Essentialism, I love that book. Do less, but do it better. And the other thing I like is from, Tony Robbins as well. When I did the Unleash Your Power Within, the one thing I got away from it, or took from it, was the need for continuous and necessary improvement, that you always have to do your best and a little bit extra. And there's always something more to look for and try and do it better. So with my books, I keep going back to them and see if there's any tweak I can do, anything that I can make it better. And I think even just any area of business, what needs improving, what could you do better for the customer, to raise money for your email marketing, all those different jigsaw parts. Just the need to just try harder, do better, and stick with essentialism and do less.
Great, Karen. Thank you for that. That's great. Just looking down through my list, and of course now the chat has been used for chat, which is great, but it means that that's okay. I can go by memory. Karen, we're going to go to Teresa next.
Can you hear me?
Yes, indeed. Loud and clear. Thank you.
much like everybody else, I suppose meditation would be one of my greatest skills that I've learned over the last few years. Specifically lately, I would be a great advocate of meditation first an hour earlier every morning. Get up and do your list and go for your walk and get started with yourself. And then get on with your day. I find that hour in the morning and the meditation, it really sets me up for the day. I suppose my favorite books are Total Immersion in Training would be my thing. I went to Tony Robbins a few years ago, 2 years ago, for four days. And that really, I think, focused my mind terribly. And I find that any training over a period of time, he has something coming up online now and this year again, I'll probably do that again. I find that gives me the boost that I need. Sometimes if you can't surround yourself with similar minded people, that's where I would get the push from. My favorite book, I suppose I have many, many books, but my favorite book that I audible is my favorite because I can multitask, drive and listen at the same time when I have a bit of time. So The Strangest Secret would be a book I listen to probably the most often, yeah. Just to remind me. And that basically in business, the only boss I'll ever have is one of my children asked me recently, who's the boss? Are you the boss? And I said, no, actually, your mum and dad is the boss. the customer is the boss. That's it. Just remember that. And that's a great thing to remember, really.
Great, Teresa.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you very much. We will go to Elizabeth and then Nuala. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, everybody. I have, the main tip that I had was to do a climate change audit of your company. And when I say an audit, I mean a quick recce that was going to take about 60 seconds, and what you're doing well and what you're not doing well regarding climate change. And if you're doing things well, write them down, include them in anything that you're writing about your business. But remember, if you talk the climate talk, you have to walk the climate walk. So don't just put it up onto your website or in your publicity for the sake of it. Actually do the things and try to improve on the other things that you're not so great at. And then the second thing, everyone's talking about books. And I discovered just before Christmas, just before lockdown, in fact, BorrowBox from Leitrim Libraries, and I'm addicted to it. It's absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. They could do with getting some new books, but I would encourage everybody and anyone to sign up for it, and you can do that on Leitrim County Council website. And then, was it Karen or Teresa? I'm not too sure which. Karen probably was talking about gratitude. And one of the things that I find is throughout the day, if something good happens, I always say, thank you. And I just might say, thank you, God, or thank you, universe, or whatever it is for you. And it just kind of gives you an uplift. It means that something good has happened. And it's great to have that reinforced for yourself during the day. And then the last thing is, on BarrowBox, I discovered Bill Bryson. And he has written a lot of travel books, but other sorts of books as well. You might remember the film called A Walk in the Woods with Robert Redford. And Robert Redford actually starred as Bill Bryson in this. And his books are A, very funny, but B, really informative. And they just put you in a good mood. And they're my tips. Thank you.
Great. Elizabeth, thank you for those. Great. And Nuala? You just unmute you there, Nuala, or I'll ask if you can just unmute. That'd be great.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, loud and clear. Thank you very much.
Oh, good, good.
I feel like I'm hosting the Eurovision here, and I'm going around on every country looking for their votes. But anyway, let's hear Nuala.
Oh, this should be good. I've had to resort to my phone now. I meant to do it on my laptop, but there's a problem with the server. So here goes. Anyway, as a life coach, I'd have read lots of motivational books down through the years. But I picked up this one from my own shelf, actually, during lockdown, by Dr. Wayne Dwyer, The 10 Secrets for Success and Inner Peace. And I just feel that this book incorporates my thinking and my coaching mindset, the inner peace, but then the secrets for success as well. Speaking of being in business, and as I said to my clients, a business is not just like baking cakes or getting on the stage singing songs. It's the other aspects of the wheel that are involved. So there's a lot more involved in success. So inner peace and holistic health, really, I think it's been touched on quite a bit earlier. But there are particular paragraphs in this that resonated very much with me. Treat yourself as if you are already what you would like to be. That's the eighth secret in this 10 Secrets for Success. So that might resonate with people. Treat yourself as if you are already what you would like to be. And another one, which is the sixth secret, you can't solve a problem with the same mind that created it. So I think those chapters and even the whole book would give food for thought to all of us. I need to read it again. There's a lot more I need to absorb. But following on from Karen's gratitude, which rings home with me or rings true with me very much, I very often when I'm coaching clients would remind them just when they think things may be as bad as they can get, to remember or to be mindful of just even three positives that happened during their days. And mind you, many clients have come back to me and said they thought that there was nothing good in their world and nothing positive would be happening in any of their days. But when they put their mind to it, they were able to find at least three things at the end of each day that were positive, that they did positively, or that somebody else did. So that's my lot. Thank you very much, Johnny.
Great, Nuala. Thank you very much. Teresa, we have you there in the double. That's okay. I suppose quite a few are coming up for me, but we'll keep it short. I suppose when you do mention essentialism, the one thing is my favorite book for sure. The key message, there's two key things. Number one is until my one thing is complete, everything else is a distraction. You just have to, of course, decide what the one thing is. It's important to realize that it's one thing in different areas of your life. It might be one thing with your family and one thing with your business. It's not just one thing. So to get to the one thing, the great question within the book, the one thing is, What is the one thing that I can do that will make everything else easier or unnecessary? And I think that unnecessary piece is quite profound. So what is the one thing I can do that will make everything else easier or unnecessary? So from a book point of view, I'm sure it's like Essentialism. I will read that one as well. But the one thing definitely from a book. From being a nerd, of course, I would have to mention an app. One of the apps that's been really, really useful for me is an app called Temi, T-E-M-I. And it basically is a dictation app. Now, there's a lot of different dictation features and functions built into smartphones these days. You'll see a little microphone down at the bottom. When you're sending a text message, you can actually dictate the message and you'd have to check it, of course. But with Temi, while it does cost 10 cents a minute to actually type up what you've said, I just find that I'm more creative when I'm walking around with the headphones rather than trying to type something. Now, it doesn't always have to be something creative. You might be writing a proposal and you're just not really putting your best proposal forward. But I think if you stand up and actually say it, while and Temi will type it up at 10 cents a minute, and it's really, really fast. It's a great way to consider actually, whether it be getting thoughts out of your head or writing a proposal or writing a book or putting content together for your website. It's really, really useful. It does micro payments. So if you only speak for a minute, it will only charge you the 10 cents. So there's no monthly subscription or anything like that. And the difference between it and other dictation type apps is that you can listen back. So sometimes if it has no idea what the word is, and that happens to me with my lovely Arigna accent, when you're listening back, you'll know what you said from an audio point of view, an auditorial point of view. So you'll know from listening to yourself what you said, and then you can actually correct it as you're listening back. Then you can save it to Word or cut and paste it into an email or whatever it might be. But I just find that because we cannot type as fast as we can think or talk, then it's going to stifle creativity. And the other thing from a book point of view or a proposal point of view is that the spoken word is nicer to read than the written word. So if you do say it as, if you write it the way you would say it, then it's going to be actually nicer to read. Very quickly, in terms of health, I took up yoga 3 years ago next month. Yoga called Inner Engineering, where you do a weekend in Dublin, and when you leave, you know how to do it every day, so you can do it in the house. Takes about 21 to 35 minutes, depending. And I now do that absolutely every morning. And I suppose the great thing about habits is a good one is as hard to break as a bad one. So if you do form the habit, if you have enough discipline to form the habit will do everything else. And that's a direct quote from The One Thing as well. So that's a really powerful way in terms of health. I call it physio for the future. In other words, avoiding essentially physio in the future, because I just see too many people as I get older and people that are a lot older than me. They're just, their whole frame is not upright. They find it difficult to get in and out of a car, et cetera, et cetera. So while I may not think that I need to do yoga today, it's not really for today. It's for hopefully 20 years time or however long I live. So so the book is the one thing from a health point of view. Definitely yoga has been powerful for me. And from an app point of view, I think Temi could help us all just to get things out of our head, even if it's journaling. I know writing is better than from a journaling point of view, but definitely from a business point of view, Temi is worth considering. So great. Anything else showing up for anybody? The floor is yours. If you want to raise your hand, anything showing up in terms of what you've shared or any questions from other people in terms of what they have shared. And we'll wrap it up then fairly shortly.
One thing that I would add actually, that has been very profound in my business over the last 2020, has been the concept of story brands.
Mm.
And there's two books that's been written by Donald Miller, One is called Story Brand, and the second one that came out on St. Patrick's Day this year has been Marketing Made Simple. And what I love so much about Story Brand is it actually helps us to simplify our marketing messages. So if you're developing a website, if you're doing anything in marketing at all to try and get your messages across, be a landing page or be a brochure or anything small, the whole concept of Story Brand, I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Yeah, I've had the pleasure of going through a lot of that material, and it's the best I've ever seen in terms of marketing, not only in its simplicity, but also in the approach. And it's closely linked to how movies are made and how there's a villain and a guide and, you know, a journey and a consequence. And it's been a formula for movies for a long, long time, and it works. And that's a lot of what what Donald Miller alludes to. And even in your marketing, you start with empathy followed by authority. A lot too many companies start with how good they are. And as James shared with me many years ago, a profound statement in training is that your students don't care what you know until they know that you care. And that rings through in terms of content for your website. Start with empathy followed by authority. Do not necessarily start with how wonderful you are, because I don't care how wonderful you are if you don't care about me and my problems and my business, and you can show them that you can solve them. So if you can start with empathy, then you're more than entitled to follow through with authority to show that you can deliver, and then ask for the sale. He says a lot of people don't ask for the sale, particularly on their website. So thank you for that, James. Anything else coming up for anything that, other than what you've shared, insights, health, books, videos, influencers, apps?
Can I ask a question, John, regards, the morning pages, what the concept, can I just put more clarity on that? What the morning pages?
Who's
asking that question?
It was Joe was asking
about the morning pages.
Ursula, yeah.
Who's asking? Joe?
Joe, yeah.
Joe, the concept is that you literally just write whatever comes into your head, and it may seem really stupid, and it may be a narc. Sometimes they can be narky pages for three whole pages, but it's just getting rid of stuff, you know, that's going on in your head, that all that inner chatter, if you like. And it just, you just dump it onto the page and then get on with your day. So you tend to find that even in doing that, other things start to come up, ideas come up, stuff will, you know, pop in there that you weren't expecting. So it's mostly about just clearing your head when you get up in the morning, so that, you know, you have a space to get rid of that stuff. So during the day, sometimes I'll think, I must write about that in the pages tomorrow, you know, if something is bothering me. So rather than deal with it right now, I'll put it off till the morning. That's how I'll get it out there, you know. Does that make sense?
I wonder, would that at night, Ursula, would that help get the ideas? You know, at night you're twisting and turning, and you have an idea in your head at night, and you're wondering.
Julia Cameron reckons the morning is the best time, because you actually, you're clear for the day. But obviously journaling at nighttime is, you know, I also happen to find that particularly good, you know. But throughout the program, as you're doing it, you realize just how valuable it is, do you know? Because I've been doing it since 1997, and it's almost like if I'm miswriting pages, I've missed part of my day, you know? And it just gets rid of stuff. It's like, it's almost like a meditation in a way, only you just put it on a page and you don't ever read the pages again. That's the other thing.
Great.
Good. Thank you.
Yes, and there is a version of the book. There's a version of the book. If people don't consider they're creatives, there's a version of the book called The Artist's Way at Work, just for people working in offices and that sort of thing. So there's a sort of, she addresses everything, really. Anyway, there you go.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else showing up for anybody before we wrap it up? We have a little time. There's no particular rush, of course.
Can I just ask, was it Elizabeth, about the the box, the book box, the book.
Yeah, it's called Borrow Box.
Yeah.
B-O-R-R-O-W, you borrow books. So Borrow Box. And if you go into Leitrim County Council website and go on to the library section, you should be able to get instructions there so that you can download it. And you literally, I went out and bought a tablet to use this because I was reading books on my phone and realized this just isn't going on. It's the best purchase I ever made. And I only made that purchase because of Borrow Box. It's just fantastic. I'd highly recommend it.
Oh, it's downloadable boxes, books, is it?
Yeah, it's basically your the library online, but you can just download it. It's an app that you put onto your phone or your computer or your tablet, as I found out. And you just click into it or tap into it, and you can go into search, and it has ebooks and it also has audiobooks.
Okay.
And so you can just link into or tap into one of those and just go through the list and pick out whatever you want. Now you can also do a search. I have found sometimes when I'm searching that they don't necessarily have them on their list, so I've been in contact with them asking them to update their list of books available. But for the most part, it's really great. It's super, super facility to have. Great.
Brilliant. Thanks.
Unmute myself. Joe, you can report that back to the council.
Okay. Can I mention something, Johnny?
Yes, Nuala, fire away.
Thank you. Well, now you may have got word of it because you know Kevin Kelly, don't you? Leadership and motivational speaker.
Yes, public speaker, yeah.
Yeah, well, he has forwarded me. I've had some dealings with him. So he has forwarded me details of a conference on Zoom, of course, that's coming up. And he feels it would be very interesting for entrepreneurs, people in their own business. And the website is www.leadingattheedge.ie. Leading okay. at the Edge. And it is in October, on the 7th of October, 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And there are some very renowned speakers coming on board, like Kelly Swanson, Easel Login. She's, let me see who else, Professor John Breslin, Digital Acceleration, Tips and Tools for All Organizations, Kevin Kelly himself, The Art of Influence, and Patrick McKeown, Decision Making. So the website, that would be best, I suppose, to go
Great.
Via that. Is that okay?
Sorry. Great, I said yeah, thank you.
Do that for Kevin Kelly, yeah.
Perfect. And if you want to publish any of the links or books or any links you have or information, feel free to pop into the group. It is going out live on the group at the moment. The recording will be made available. But if you want to cut and paste the links into the Facebook group, that will be great as well. It's becoming a very useful and busy resource for businesses in the county. Great. Anything else before we wrap it up? Feel free to.
No, just try it. Like, yeah, just like to just earmark two things. Is obviously the local enterprise office website regards all the level of supports we have there. Just to keep that as your regular click in and see what's happening. It's always evolving. And just the whole Brexit issue is coming down hard down towards the end of the month and end of the year. So we're kind of a bit anxious about that. But anyway, that they're the two main things. And obviously dealing with there's quite a bit COVID supports out there as well. So just keep an eye on those from your local enterprise website.